From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz first entered the spotlight as a political candidate when he pitched the idea of tent cities for illegal immigrants, but now he's proposing a different plan for temporary workers that could earn bipartisan support. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics, and he joins me now from Washington. Hey there, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, what is Chaffetz proposing, and what does he say it would accomplish?
Well, this is actually, it proves very much so that the goat herder lobby is really big here back in Washington. I kid, of course. This is essentially an amendment to a bill that just got out of the Judiciary Committee, actually. What the amendment does is say that people work in the goat herding, sheep herding, or dairy farm workers industry would be able to stay for a three-year visas with the option to extend for another 3 years. So a total of 6 years they could come and live legally here in the United States. Right now, the people working in this profession get like 9-month visas, and the people in several farmers in Utah say, you know, ranchers in Utah say that this just doesn't work because you get someone, you train someone, you get them up to a certain spot where these animals are, and then they have to, by that time, they have to go home. So it's really difficult. They want to be able to have them here longer, and Congressman Chaffetz is pushing that amendment.
And so this is an amendment to a tougher E-Verify bill, is that right?
You got it. That bill is actually very interesting. So it just actually passed out of the House Judiciary Committee, and what it would do is require any small business or larger business, anyone with more than 15 employees, to use the federal government's E-Verify program, which is essentially you hire someone, then you run their Social Security number or their work visa number through this process, and they say whether they're legal or not. I'm kind of calling this bill the Tea Party and Liberals Unite bill, because several people on the both left and right have come out against the E-Verify bill.
Thomas, we've talked about John Huntsman supporters setting up a super PAC to make it easier to raise lots and lots of money to promote his candidacy. Now Senator Orrin Hatch is getting his own super PAC. Who's behind this effort, and what exactly is their strategy here?
Yeah, I think Hatch is feeling left out there for a little bit, so he's back in the club now. But this is called the Strong Utah PAC, and it's been started by Kelly Cassidy, who some of Utahns may know, some of your listeners may know, is the owner of Letter 23, which used to be W Communications. This is a super PAC, so it can't be affiliated or coordinate with Hatch's reelection campaign. But what it can do is take unlimited amounts of money and throw that back into TV commercials or whatever Mr. Cassidy decides he wants to use that for.
Turning to former Utah Governor John Huntsman's presidential campaign, Thomas, I'm starting to think that Delta is going to need to schedule extra flights for all the staffers who are quitting and going back home. Who's the latest person to quit?
The campaign is spinning this as not any big deal. Essentially, Neil Ashdown, who has kind of been Huntsman's right-hand man, his top lieutenant for years now, was announced in July as his deputy chief of staff for the campaign. I talked to Neil yesterday. A lot of people know him there still in Utah. He decided to come back because he has a wife, two kids, and they just adopted a baby from China, and he just wasn't being able to come back to Utah and see them very much. He spent the whole summer in Orlando at the Huntsman's headquarters and felt like he needs to put his family first. He's still a senior advisor with the campaign, they tell me, and he's still in constant contact with Huntsman, but it does signal one more change in the Huntsman leadership.
Well, CNN is also reporting that he laid off some junior staffers, perhaps a sign of financial trouble.
Yeah, and Politico just reported just a little bit ago that some consultants are ticked off because they haven't been paid for a couple months. You never really know what's going on in these campaigns until I think later when I guess we'll take a look back and see how it all shook out. But there could be money troubles, and it could be just trying to get things organized and off the ground that they run into a few speed bumps.
Sticking with Huntsman, his campaign is celebrating his third-place finish in a recent New Hampshire poll, Thomas. Now, I'm not sure I've ever heard anyone so excited about coming in third place, but what do you think is the overall significance of this poll?
The answer is movement, because the Huntsman's complained about sitting in the margin of error category for quite a while at 1 or 2% in national polls, which is, with margin of error 3%, that's not a very good situation. Right now, this poll came out yesterday by Suffolk University, and they said Huntsman is at 10%. Which is like 6 points higher than he was the last time they polled. So they're showing movement with all their work they're doing in New Hampshire. They're just really excited that they're ticking upwards. Of course, the number they didn't mention when they were touting how they did was that Mitt Romney came in with 41%. So they still have a long way to go.
But that does put Huntsman above Rick Perry.
That does. And you know, New Hampshire's not really Rick Perry's territory. Rick Perry's got Iowa, possibly South Carolina, that are more of his bailiwick. But, you know, possibly this is a Huntsman-Romney fight up in New Hampshire.
Finally, Thomas, Utah's entire congressional delegation has declared war on prairie dogs by introducing a bill to let the Fish and Wildlife Service remove them from cemeteries and airports. My question is, do you expect the prairie dogs to fight back, you know, maybe form their own pack or something?
That would be awesome, a super pack for prairie dogs. I think that's a good idea. You know, I thought the other solution might be just to have Mitt Romney go out there and help him out with this, because, you know, Mitt Romney's really good at shooting those varmints, so maybe he could be their solution.
And Thomas, on behalf of all KCPW listeners and Political Cornflakes fans, we want to wish you a very happy birthday. I would buy you a drink, but I don't think I can do that over the phone here.
No, it probably doesn't work out. I'm counting down, by the way, so this year doesn't count.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. Thomas, we will catch up with you next Friday.
Sounds great. Have a good weekend.